Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place, or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
So mortgage rates jumped today, and they jumped quite a bit. On the 30-year fix, we're up about 0.8%. Well, it wasn't due to tariffs. No, we don't have the tariff news yet. It wasn't due to unemployment or anything like that. ADP payroll, they did come out with their claims today, and I'll go over that in a second with you. But what really caused mortgage rates to spike today? Well, if you're a homeowner, maybe a home buyer, this is what caused it today. The Japanese bond market, or yields, actually spiked to the highest level in 40 years. So what does that have to do with this over here? Well, like I said, if you're a homeowner or a home buyer, my goal is to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and why. Well, today we had a huge jump in rates. So if you're a homeowner, I got some tools for you. If you're a home buyer, I might have some guidance for you as well. So here's what happened today. The Japanese bond yields just spiked to a 40-year high. Why does this matter? Well, what's happening is investors all over the world now are saying, okay, I can put my money in the Japanese market with high yields right now, or if any other bidders are out there wanting some of my money, you're going to have to increase your rates. Well, that's why the U.S. bond market, you know, yields went up and also mortgage rates went up as well. And this was a big move by the Japanese bond market. So that's really what happened today. It wasn't Greenland. Yeah, that seems like a really good political points, but that had nothing to do in what happened with the rates today. It was all about Japan and nothing else. Well, it didn't stop with mortgage rates. If you go over to the other markets, they're looking pretty dismal too. So a lot of times I come in each day and I'm like, okay, we have a Cinderella story going on, but today it's much different. Here's what we got across the board. It's dismal. The Dow Jones down almost 1,000 points. NASDAQ taking it on the chin as well. But right behind me, you're going to see what's called the VIX. Now, the VIX gives us the anxiety levels on Wall Street. Once this hits 20 or 30, you don't hit the 30. Once it starts getting above 20, the markets start getting really volatile. And that's why you're seeing the markets moving almost 800-900 points today. So we like the VIX when it's down in the low teens, but we don't like it where it is today in the 20 mark right through here. But let's get over to see how oil is doing. This might help us on the inflationary front? No. It is dismal across the board. So let's finish this and see how crypto did for the day. And this is a complete bloodbath, folks. So you got the U.S. markets taking a beating. You have crypto taking a beating. You have the VIX up and you have oil up as well, not helping the inflationary numbers. But let's go over to the economic calendar. What are we going to have the rest of the week that might hopefully help us out a little bit? Well, like I said, today, here's what we got. We got ADP payroll numbers. And if you didn't watch my channel, you probably didn't see it on the news, but here it is right through here. Last reading, they said there was 11,250 people got new jobs during the week. This time, they didn't even give us their projections because I don't really think they know really too much of what's going on, but this time they came out and said there was 8,000 new jobs created this week. So that was the last week of December, so we'll start seeing how this keeps going on. But what we really want to focus in on is kind of down below. So let's go down to Thursday. Thursday, we're going to get a ton of pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve looks at and even the markets look at to think of this. Here, let's look at this. What are you concerned about? What's the mainstream media tell us every day? We got to be concerned about tariffs because of inflation, the jobs market looking dismal, and things like that. So let's look at the data that's coming in the rest of this week. It's going to fill a pivot point of exactly what the Federal Reserve looks at. So here's what they look at. The jobs report. Well, what we're going to get on Thursday is initial jobless claims, how many people lost their jobs. Okay. But then we're going to get continued jobless claims. So were they able to be absorbed back in? That's where I really want to focus in on, is right through there. We're going to get also the GDP. How's the economy doing? Then we're also going to get that PCE number, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. Here's what they look at. So they look at inflation, the PCE, they look at the unemployment numbers, and they look at GDP. We're basically getting all these this week. So what do you think rates are going to do after all these numbers get posted? Let me know down below. But let me give you my thoughts. But first, let's get over to see what the Federal Reserve's most likely to do next week when they come to their meeting. Well, most likely this morning there was a 97% chance they weren't going to cut. Well, right now there is a 95% chance they're not going to cut. So what you're seeing across the board, folks, is right along the top, that's our federal funds rate. Currently it's at 3.5 to 3.75. Over there, it gives us the meeting dates. So next week there is a 95% chance the Federal Reserve's not going to cut rates. So folks, like I said, I thought rates for this quarter, they would be volatile, and I told you out there. And that's why I created a tool, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But I'm still saying my quotes for this quarter on mortgage rates, they're going to be between 5.875 and 6.25. And you can see how we can jump up to 6.25 real fast. So what do you do if you're currently a homeowner? Well, let's get over to my website so I can show you some of the tools that we have for you. So if you go over to the rateupdate.com, we created a new tool for you, and this is new and improved. Right up through there, it says RateWatch 2.1. What we did is we put this thing on AI, but we don't sell the data. So let's say, for example, grab your mortgage statement, really look at the number. You might not even know what it is, but if it's over 7, reach out to us. We'd love to help. But put your information in there and put in the rate that you would like to refinance, and we'll call you. We'll go over what the new payment would be, what the cost would be, that's very important, then what your break-even point's going to be. And I have some calculators right down there below that's actually going to do all this for you. So should you refinance now or put it off? By putting it off might cost you a lot of money. Check out down below. And especially if you're concerned about closing cost, after checking out the calculators down below, that might not be a concern for you as well. So use the tools that we have down below. If you're a homeowner, if you're looking to buy or maybe build, reach out to us. So we want to make sure you're getting pre-approved, not pre-qualified. And here's another thing that we can do for you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, but did you know what our slogan is? Our slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 other lenders. Now, why do we do this? Well, when you call us, what are you looking for? You're looking for the lowest rate, lowest fees. We're going to show you how we do this. Each Wednesday, Alan and I come out and check out our video link right up through there. We come out and show you behind the scenes how we actually do this, comparing your loan, your rates, your fees with over 30 other lenders. And you can work with me, yours truly, during this whole time. So that's it for today, folks. So if you've locked in, please reach out to us and let us see and look at those numbers. If you haven't locked in, you're a homeowner, please check and see if these numbers work for you. But if you're a homeowner, home buyer, maybe today you understand a little bit more about what happens with these each day and why. Thanks for watching, folks. Please subscribe down there if you haven't yet, and make sure you hit the bell so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching. Take care. God bless. And I'll see you tomorrow morning at the opening bell to see how this mess starts yet another day. Take care. Bye-bye.